Towards for Claremont Public Safety. As you respond to 26 Middle Street for reported structure fire. Again, that's for Claremont Public Safety. As you respond to 26 Middle Street for structure fire. Time of your tone, 2258.
Engine 1, Ladder 1 are responding, fire alarm.
Engine 1, Ladder 1 responding, 2259.
Fire alarm, give me a tone for working fire, all personnel.
Received. Claremont Fire, standby for a tone. Ask you respond to 26 Middle Street for a working house fire. Again, that's for a climb up fire. All personnel ask to respond, working house fire, 26 Middle Street. Time your tone, 2300.
I don't want a fire alarm. Clear the bays, close the bay doors, you got the phones.
Bay doors are closed, have the phones, 2300.
Keep your transmissions to a minimum, fire alarm. Jeff, your hydrant's right there by you. Fire alarm, I've got a 2.5-story wood frame, heavy fire showing from the right side.
Showing heavy fire. 2.5-story from the right side, 2301.
Use box 100 for a second alarm assignment. I'm gonna need Golden Cross down here too.
Receive, toning a second alarm for box 100. Climb up fire, stand by for another tone. Second alarm, box 100, working house fire, 26 Middle Street. Again, that's a second alarm called box 100, working house fire, 26 Middle Street. Time of the tone, 2301.
Hold off, Jeff. I'll tell you when to charge that line. C1's on fire alarm.
C1, you're on, 2302.
Jeff, get the glass out of the whole second floor. Wesley, get this hose line charged now. Jeff, whenever you're ready, go ahead and give me water. Jeff, as soon as you can, get the windows out of this first floor. C7 to engine 1. This hydrant's frozen and broken. We need the next one. Jeff, what do you got going? I got a frozen hydrant. Stem, I need to get a next hydrant. All right, well, there's gonna be a hydrant at the corner of the high school. You're gonna have to lay in from this way. It's a hand lay. Grab Jimmy, and he'll give you a hand.
C1's on the scene, fire alarm. C1's assuming command.
C1, you're on the scene. C1, you're assuming command, 2306.
C1 to C3, our primary hydrant's frozen. We're gonna have to hit that other hydrant at the corner of the high school. Copy that, come in. Now go ahead again. Chief, our primary hydrant is frozen. We need to tag.
Engine 3 to fire alarm. Engine 3's responding.
Engine 3, you're responding, 2308.
Engine 3 to command, do you want us to come in Summer Street and hit that hydrant?
Engine 3, make the hydrant hitch at Summer and Middle. Make the hydrant hitch Summer and Middle.
Engine 3, copy.
Get it done as fast as you can. Tim, I'm feeding you a line. You let me know. I don't want
to... Rescue 1 to fire alarm. Rescue 1's responding. Could you close the bay doors, please?
Rescue 1, you're responding. Bay door's closed, 2310.
Command a fire alarm, I need the power company as soon as you can get them.
Received, be contacting power company, 2311.
V8 to engine 3. You can just pull it in a little bit for right now, that'll be fine. Received.
Front of the building. Straddle the line. We're not going to use it. Come down here and light up the front of the building. F. Kim, I don't know if you're in the next room, but, you know, the first floor is still going to your left.
Okay, we've just made that area there. We're going to try and make that next room.
Okay, I'll get a second line in to back you up. We're working on it now.
F-10 to engine 1.
Chief, do I have a water supply line down yet?
Yes.
I'm off fire to command.
Command, go.
Two in the station at this time, Chief. What would you like?
All right, leave one back for mutual aid pilot. Send whatever else you got.
Copy.
Newport engine 4 to fire alarm.
Newport engine 4.
We are responding with a crew of 5.
Newport engine 4, you're responding with a crew of 5 to Claremont coverage, 2313.
Jeff, get that ladder set to the roof and open it up. Open it up.
Cornish engine 2 to Claremont fire.
Go ahead, Cornish engine.
Cornish engine 2, on responding to your station with 4.
Cornish engine 2, you're responding with 4. Coverage, 2314.
Ladder 1 to command.
Ladder 1 to command.
C8 to engine 1.
Fire alarm from command, giving an update. Got a 4 or 5 unit dwelling. Fire started on the first floor, is extended to the second floor. We're working it. Situation is doubtful.
Received, you have a 4 to 5 unit dwelling. Working fire on the first floor, situation looking doubtful. 2317.
Newport engine 4 to fire alarm. We're off at Claremont Station, Bay 3. Lights, please.
Newport engine 4, you're off Claremont coverage, 2318.
Chief, F6 to command.
Go ahead.
At the middle stream side. I want all the windows out of the second floor of the front of the building. Jeff, are you in a bad position to open that attic? C7 to fire alarm, we need an ambulance back to the scene.
Received. Have an ambulance back to the scene, 2319.
Fire alarm, have them double up on that ambulance, double up.
Tell us where you need the ambulance, command.
Right in front of the building, right in front of the fire building. At least get the crew up here, get a stretcher up here. Got a middle-aged male down, unconscious, apparent result of smoke inhalation.
Okay, we've got 2 ambulances at the scene. We're transporting one right now, and the other one's coming to you.
Okay, I'm guessing this person is worse.
Claremont fire to command.
Go ahead.
Be advised, we'll be taking over the radios for you, station.
Ladder 1, are you in a bad position to open the roof?
Newport, ladder 3, fire alarm. We're going to be off at your station. We're all set with the doors.
Newport, you're at the station.
Command the fire alarm. I don't know if I made the request, but notify the fire marshal's office. At least serious injuries with this fire.
Received command. Will be notifying fire marshal's office. Serious injuries involved, 2322.
Cornish Engine 2 to Claymont Fire, we're off at your station.
Cornish Engine, you're off at our station, 2323. Put in Bay 1. Claymont Fire to command.
I'm answering, go ahead.
Update, Chief, we have engine from Cornish, engine and a ladder from Newport at the station at this time.
All right, get me the engine from Cornish, have them come in on the Summer Street side, have their crew walk in, geared up, so that they can throw a ground ladder to the second floor and open the roof up.
Copy that, sending Cornish engine to the scene.
Steve, make sure the fire alarm, make sure the fire marshal's office is notified. Command, a fire alarm. This fire is completely out of control.
Command, you're reporting fire out of control this time. Cornish engine 2 responding.
Command, a fire alarm. You hear anything from PSNH?
Affirmative. They're sending out a crew as soon as they can. 2326.
Okay. Just let them know it's a priority. We need power disconnected to the building from the pole.
Received.
Fire line, we got heavy fire involvement, second floor and attic, front section of the building. We're working to try to contain it to the front section of the building. Situation is still doubtful.
Advising you have heavy fire, second half of the building and attic, trying to keep contained to the front of the building, 2327.
Command to interior, I want to report that every apartment has been searched. Commando interior on the first floor. If you're not searching or knocking down any fire, back out with that line. I've got another assignment for you. Cornish engine, where are you?
Cornish is coming in off of Summer Street to Middle. Cornish deputy to Claremont Command.
Go ahead.
You want the guys packed up?
Affirmative. You guys have a power saw, do you need one? All right, the crew that's on the first floor, front section of the house, C3, back out. Command any units on the first floor of the front section of the house, back out. Command any crew on the second floor, front part of the building, if you've done your search, back out. Pull the ladder back. Whoever's working that vetting operation, let's go. I need ladder one saw. Ladder one, work your master stream, okay? Just the best that you can on the front section of the building. Ladder one, front section of the building, work your master stream. Claymont Fire, notify Red Cross.
Notifying Red Cross Command.
Fire Command from Ambulance 1.
Ladder 1, you're blowing it the wrong way. Ladder 1, shut it down. Ladder 1, can you reposition and fire that water into the half-story attic window? Ladder 1, do you have the message?
Ladder 1, command, if you're talking about the window on side A, top, that's a negative.
You cannot position the ladder to reach that?
Claremont Fire to command.
Command, go.
Chief, I have the fire marshal on the landline at this time. What's your request with him?
I want you to be aware that there's at least two serious injuries, maybe worse, from this fire. It's going to be their discretion. Okay, all right, on that vent crew, come on down. Come on down, guys, come on down. Engine one, we need another line back in the driveway. You got some people standing there. Let's get another line in the driveway.
Chief, we're peeling one off right now. It's coming your way.
I'm going to have a pull of 2.5 to supply that monitor.
Command a fire alarm. The fire is still running laterally across the second story of the building. And the situation also remains doubtful.
Command reports heavy fire. Situation remains doubtful this time.
I'm also waiting on a power company. Lieutenant Pixley, you make sure you open the attic up and stuff. Any on the second floor of that end of the building, okay? It's running right towards you.
Hello,
PA
to command.
Go ahead. Tommy, does it look like you're going to even have a chance? If not, let's get out, okay? Engine one, I need somebody with air. I need some with air. Engine one, also, if you're feeding that green line, cut the pressure back. Engine one, if you're feeding the green line, cut the pressure back.
C3 to C1.
Go ahead.
Chief, it'd be nice if we had a mutual aid company lay in from the corner of Glidden in front of the bank. And lay through the parking lot or lay down the road to the back of Rescue 1. We're going to need a line on the back of this house.
Okay, I was told we had all kinds of water.
All right, sorry, I'll grab another line then.
Captain Valera. Tommy, come out. Captain Valera, come out.
Is everybody out with the exception of that crew?
Claremont Fire to command.
Go ahead.
The chief, I talked to the regional Red Cross. They're trying to get someone local to come to the scene. Haven't had any luck yet.
Okay, once they do, have them meet up with a police officer in charge. Try to coordinate that.
Okay, do you have an idea how many families?
Negative, you're going to have to check with a police officer in charge. Command, engine one, cut the pressure down on the green line. Engine one, cut the pressure down on the green line. Acknowledge, please.
Engine one has a message.
D3 to engine one.
Go ahead to engine one.
Joe, you're going to have to find out which line you can shut down over there, and you're going to have to get some water to the ladder. I need this line over here. We're going to start having to deal with exposures.
Received. Check with the chief first.
Command to Claremont Fire. Have Newport's engine come over and work the exposures on Middle Street and bring another engine in.
Copy, Chief. Dispatching Newport engine to the scene for exposures, and we're contacting another engine for coverage. Which end do you want to come in on, Glidden or Summer?
I want them to come in on Glidden.
Copy, Chief. On Glidden.
Command of C2. Rick, are you all set getting another supply line, or do you want me to have Newport's engine tie onto something?
Supposed to come around and meet me on this end of Glidden. I think I see him coming now. We're going to tie into that line that ladder one laid anyway.
Okay. Engine one, make sure that that supply line that ladder one laid is hooked into something.
C5, C1. Put down the line. I'm just about at zero at this time.
C5
C5, C1.
Claremont Fire to Command.
Go ahead.
Do you want Newport to lay their own line in, Chief, or do we have water supply there?
All right, I think C2 says he's all set on the water. Have Newport's crew come in, and they need to going to work the exposure lines, okay?
Copy that.
Also, I want to follow up with PSNH and make sure there's a priority of dumping the power to this house from the pole.
Engine 1, command. Power company's on the scene.
All right, give them a message. Command to Claremont Fire. Have Newport's ladder come in the high school parking lot off Broad Street. It'll be the first parking lot entrance. Have them come right in there and light up the scene, whatever they can, with their ladder lights.
Copy, Chief. Dispatching Newport ladder, the high school parking lot this time.
Command of C2. Rick, how are you doing on a water supply on the exposure side, side B?
We're going to send engine 3's water to ladder 1 in about a minute.
Okay, make sure you have a pump operator to ladder 1 so they can handle those exposure lines, okay?
Ladder 1 to C2.
Go ahead. Go ahead, ladder 1.
Ready for water.
Claremont Fire to Command.
Go ahead.
Chief, I'm bringing in Charlestown for an engine coverage. Do you need another ladder here?
Affirmative.
Copy, be covering with another ladder from Springfield.
Rick, how are you coming with a water supply down Middle Street?
We'll send Engine 3's water to him right now.
Okay. We need it. All right, let's work on Engine 1. We need some more water. Engine 1, you let me know when you've got some more water. Command to C2. Go ahead. Command to Engine 3. All right, I'm not reading you guys. Engine 3, I am waiting for your water.
C2 to command. We sent water to ladder 1 about 2-3 minutes ago.
All right, have you got good water? Because this supply line is not doing great. C2, did you get the message? We don't have great pressure out of that 4-inch line that you're supplying.
Engine 1 to command. I got water in the bag.
Okay. Engine 3, we are not getting adequate pressure. Did you receive that?
I'll check on it. We're sending it, Chief.
Okay, well, let's have somebody follow that 4-inch because we're not getting it.
Okay.
Engine 3, are you handling that for me, finding out why you're not getting the water down to us?
Yeah, I'm walking the line back now.
Command to C3, are you coordinating the exposures on the opposite side of the building, the north side of the building?
Ladder 1, that's good.
Ladder 1 to the pre-connect, you're going to run out of water.
Newport's ladder, I'm looking for you to come in the parking lot on Stevens High School and get some lights set up in here.
C2 to Engine 3.
Good for Engine 3.
Yeah, send a little more water, okay? Boost your pressure a little bit.
Lieutenant Pixley, you guys got that ceiling all open in this last unit, right? You're good that it's not over your head.
C2 to ambulance on Summer Street.
Engine 1, shut your monitor down. Engine 1, shut your monitor down.
Go ahead to the ambulance on Middle Street.
We've got a leg injury at ladder one right in front of the fire building.
We're heading down that way.
Thank you.
Engine one to command.
Command, go ahead.
You need another supply line to engine one.
You need another supply line to engine one?
Affirmative. I need another 4-inch in the engine one.
All right. I asked ladder one to give you some water. Command engine three.
Good for engine three.
Are you pumping that hydrant?
Yes, sir, Chief.
Received. Command to C3. Where do you need water, Tim?
Engine three to ladder one. What do you have for water now?
Command to clam on fire. Command to clam on fire.
Go ahead, command.
I want the water department representatives and I want highway department people here with sand and salt for the fire scene.
Copy. Be notifying water department and highway.
C2 to engine 3.
And do some work by hand to get the truck as close as they can.
Good for engine 3. Engine 3 to C2, go ahead.
What are you pumping for pressure?
We're at 180 right now.
Okay, that's good.
Command to C2.
Go ahead.
Rick, will you take the B's and boys side of the building, the north side of the building?
Okay, will do.
And let me know if you need something.
Climb up, fire to command.
Go ahead.
Do we have an approximate amount of time that the second patient transported was down?
You can check with Golden Cross. I don't have a time. I would go from the time of the call within a couple of minutes till the time we requested an ambulance to the front of the building. Also, you keep the fire marshal updated on that situation, whatever it is. Also, I believe there's a firefighter injury here. Command of C2, Rick, what's the other side look like?
C5 command.
Yeah, I was just wondering what the other side of the building looks like.
Yeah, we got fire in the evening, so we just got to control the fire there. No exposure problem now. Engine 3, give us 25-pound core if you can.
Can you repeat that message for engine 3, please?
Bump it up to 200.
Received.
Engine 3, more water if you got it.
Engine 3 to ladder 1, how you doing for water?
Engine 3, can you back some pressure down? Engine 3, hold that pressure, that's good right there.
Received.
Command a fire alarm, clam out fire. Fire is under control, contained to the building of origin.
Command, you're reporting under control, 0027.
That with that gun pointed down a little bit more, okay? Yeah, okay. Yeah, give that a go. Can you retract to get the front of the building? A little more.
Engine 3 to engine 1, how's that water treating you?
Stand by. We could use a little more right now. Did you copy engine 3?
Can you repeat please?
We need more water. Another 20, 30 pounds.
give us more, Engine 3?
Engine 3 to Engine 1, that's 250. I still have a little bit in the bag.
One more time.
How's the water? Do you need more?
No, that's good right there.
Command of Clamont Fire, I'm sending Cornish's engine crew back to the station.
Command reports Cornish engine crew returning to the station. Be advised we have Charlestown engine and Springfield Tower at the station at this time.
Received. And are you the only person there as a pilot?
I have one firefighter here also, Chief.
Okay. Why don't we get him to the scene and rotate him with somebody that's here and soaked, okay?
I'm on fire to command.
Command, go ahead.
You want me to send another engine company when Cornish gets back to the station, Chief, over there?
No, not for now. Let's keep some people warm and dry.
Received, 0038.
Command to Clamont Fire.
Go ahead, Command.
Send Cornish home. Tell him thank you.
Engine 3 to Engine 1. How you doing on water?
Ladder 1, Engine 3. We're doing good with water at this time. Engine 3, you copy?
Receive.
Cornish Deputy to Clamont Fire. Cornish C2 from to Clamont Fire.
Ladder 1 to Engine 3.
Go ahead for Engine 3.
Be advised, we're going to be shutting the water pipe down. You can back the pressure off by 30 to 40 pounds.
Receive.
Clamont Fire to Cornish Engine.
Cornish Engine 2, go ahead.
Per command, you have been released. Your C1 would like you to return to our station, though.
Off another 40 pounds.
Go ahead, Cornish Engine 2. Message received.
Engine 3 to Ladder 1, how you doing for water?
I'm on fire to command.
Go ahead to command.
Chief, could you call me by phone when you get a chance?
Okay, I'll do that in just a minute.
Engine 3, go ahead and back some pressure off.
Engine 3 to Ladder 1, how's that doing?
That's good right there, Engine 3.
Receive.
Ladder 1 to Engine 3, you can back down a little bit more pressure.
Receive.
That's good right there, Engine 3.
Engine 3 to command.
Ladder 1 to Engine 3, be advised, we're going to be opening up the ladder pipe. Stand by, I'll let you know when I'm going to need some more pressure.
Hold off for a sec. Engine 3 to command.
Command, go ahead.
I may be close to overheating here. Water gauges are pinned.
Okay. Back it down. Clamont Fire, can you swap Engine 3 for Engine 2?
Clamont Fire to command.
Command, go ahead.
Right now, Chief, I'm the only one at the station. Are you sending someone back?
Affirmative, and when they come back, you come with Engine 2 and swap out with Engine 3.
C2 to command.
Go ahead.
C5 is going to take a walk down there and see if he can assist.
Okay, thank you.
Command of C2.
Command of C2.
Go ahead.
Rick, can you find somebody to go back to the station and get a couple of cans of diesel for Engine 1?
Okay.
Thank you.
Engine 3 to Ladder 1.
Ladder 1, go.
I got the temperature down on this a little bit. I'm going to be able to send you water, hopefully till engine 2 can swap me out. You ready for it?
Actually, Brian, hold off right now. I'm not sure if we're going to put the ladder pipe in operation. I'll get right back to you.
Receive.
C5, come in.
Command, go ahead.
Command, we should probably swap out engine 3.
Okay. Clamont Fire, can you handle that?
You all said you'd swap engine 3. Is that what you're reporting, Command?
Affirmative. Looking to swap engine 3 out.
Copy.
Command, a fire alarm.
Go ahead, Command.
I'm just trying to verify from your senior police official on scene, because he's been in contact with the owner of the building. Is everybody in the building accounted for?
Stand by, I'll check. While on the command, according to PD, owner states to the best of his knowledge, everybody is out and accounted for.
Okay, Chris, thank you.
Engine 2, 2 fire alarm. Engine 2 responding to the scene.
Engine 2 responding to the scene, 0134 hours.
Utility 1 to Claremont Fire.
Go ahead.
Can you open bay 3?
Bay 3 open, light activated.
Newport S16, F2.
Ladder 1 to engine 2, what's your status with water supply?
Engine 3 to ladder 1, advise that we're shutting everything down here. Engine 3 to engine 1, did you copy?
Go ahead, engine 1.
This is engine 3, we're shutting down here to swap out.
Yeah, you're feeding ladder 1.
Yeah, I didn't get a response. I wanted to make sure someone up there knew.
Ladder 1 to engine 2, what's your status for water supply?
Be just another minute or two. Just finishing swapping lines.
Copy.
Engine 2 to ladder 1, you ready for water?
Send your water. Engine 2, you can knock some pressure down a little bit.
Engine 3, 2 fire alarm. Engine 3 is clear, returning to station.
Engine 3 clear, returning 0151 hours.
Ladder 1 to engine 2, knock the pressure down about 80 pounds.
Engine 3 to fire alarm. In quarters, open bay 3, please.
Ladder 1 to engine 2, I'm only flowing about 200 gallons right now. We will be opening the ladder pipe momentarily, but just give me enough water for 200 gallons.
Engine 3, you're in quarters, 0152 hours.
Ladder 1 to engine 2, be advised I'm only flowing about 300 gallons of water at this time. Engine 2, go ahead and back your pressure down about 30 pounds. To knock it back about 10 more pounds, engine 2. Ladder 1 to engine 2, knock your pressure down another 10 pounds. Ladder 1 to engine 2, give me about 20 more pounds.
Engine 2, ladder 1, that's 20.
Yeah, not too much ladder 1, just try to get it down.
Give me another 40 pounds of pressure.
Command to C2, how are we doing on fuel for engine 1?
CA to ladder 1, back the pressure down some.
Ladder 1 to engine 2, your water pressure is perfect. Ladder 1 to engine 2, we're going to be shutting down the ladder pipe. Could you knock about 40 pounds off, please? That's good right there, engine 2.
Ladder 1, what's up with that one spot? Are we going to be able to get that from the ladder or inside?
Ladder 1, engine 2, go ahead and knock it down 20 pounds, please.
Ladder 1, how's that?
You can come down another 20. That's good, engine 2.
Tommy, can you try to find out what happened with that power? Okay, we got our lights back.
Claremont Fire to command.
Go ahead to command.
Yeah, Chief, Springfield has a second alarm structure fire going on. They're requesting to leave. Do you want us to get another cover engine in here?
Leave and get another cover engine other than what we've already tapped for resources. Why don't you call the boys from Ascutney?
Copy that. We'll be calling Ascutney.
Ladder 1 to engine 2, you can shut that 4-inch supply line down.
Received, we'll be shutting down.
Once you have ladder 1, engine 2, once you have that shut down, we can start breaking it.
Engine 1 to C2.
Go ahead.
We're going to need the other pickup truck back here. The other one's pretty much full.
Brush 1 is full?
Yes, full of engine 3/4 and 2.5.
Okay, I'll run that back and then return.
Receive.
Brush 1, Claremont Fire.
Go ahead to Claremont Fire.
Do you have an open bay there on the apparatus floor?
Bay 2.
Bay 2 should be opening up.
Thank you.
And your light should be activated. File on to Scutney Engine. I copy your CFD coverage 0322 hours.